My name is Stan Herod, and I've been driving truck for 45 years. I started driving truck because my dad was in the timber business, and I graduated from that on up to commercial vehicles. Well, when we the first memories I had is going with my dad, and we had an old 36 Ford flatbed pickup, flatbed truck. And this truck, if he ever shut it off, we couldn't never get started. So we always had to park it on the hill. We used to load up a truck at Clarksburg, West Virginia, which is about 70 miles to the river, the Ohio River. We used to start out at 3:30 in the morning, and we'd get over there at 8 o'clock. It'd take us about 5 hours to get that 70 miles. Now you can do it in an hour, easy. No sweat whatsoever. But it used to take us all day to go over there and back. And in the wintertime, it'd get so cold in the truck that a lot of times we'd stop and you'd have to hold your feet underneath the exhaust pipe so that you'd get your toes warm so you could get back in it. And today people, the drivers, they complain about the roads and that we have in the interstate, but you really don't know how it was. But the trucks is fixed up so now that you can almost live in them. And if you lived in a truck years ago when I first started with my dad, I mean, this was a terrible situation. You had to take your lunch with you. And you didn't have much of a place to stop. I can remember eating, you know, at a log yard or along the side of the road underneath of a shade tree. And then if you had to use the bathroom, you had to go to the woods. But now they got the bathrooms, public facilities, and telephones everywhere. And you can just whatever you decide that you want to eat, you can find a place to get it. When we first started driving, that was impossible. This is what we call progress. But there's one thing that suffers in all this is family relations that a driver has. Is that you have to have a good family and a good wife to understand that you need to be away from the family. A lot of fellows have problems along this line, is that they most of them end up in divorce because they're away from home so much. There's a common courtesy between truck drivers. It's very strange if you've never been around them before. It's you may come up to any truck driver, if you're a truck driver, and there's no strangers, you just start talking to them just like if you'd have been talking to your brother or your sister, and they give you a common courtesy like this. Is that you have a two-way radio, which we call them CBs, and everything has got some kind of jargon to it, you know. Nobody actually wants to give one another their right name, so everybody will have a CB handle. Well, my CB handle's Preacher Man. But however it is, everybody's got a nickname for a name. And most of the time, they're recognized by that nickname maybe for 10, 15 years or their whole lifetime as they drive the truck or whatever that CB handle is, they're recognized by that. My favorite thing about life on the road is that I like people. And it fascinates me to have a conversation with people from different parts or different locations from where I'm at. It's just a fascinating life, and I've always had a good outlook on life. Is that I've always been a kind of a happy person, and life seems to just be better that way if you're concerned about one another.